This is KVNF's regional newscast for Tuesday, May 11th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Less than 3 years into the job, University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy is leaving. That follows a statement Monday that he has not resigned, but expects to transition out of the position in the near future. The announcement comes after recent votes by faculty and students to censure Kennedy over leadership issues at the four-campus system. We learned Friday that President Greg Salisbury is leaving Western Colorado University in Gunnison this summer. A large portion of faculty there asked the school's board of trustees to fire him after he equated the storming of the U.S. Capitol with racial justice protests. Trustees announced they supported President Salisbury and that he would remain, so his resignation comes as a surprise. Former Paonia trustee and frequent speaker at town meetings, Suzanne Watson, alleged at an April meeting that trustee Dave Knutson exceeded his role when apparently directing the Council on Personnel Issues. The North Fork Merchant Herald reports the council adjourned into executive session to discuss the complaint with the town attorney. Paonia trustees will discuss the ethics complaint in open session during a packed agenda at tonight's meeting at 6:30 p.m. Conservation groups filed a lawsuit yesterday challenging the approval by the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service of a plan that allows fracking across 35,000 acres in western Colorado. The North Fork Mancos Master Development Plan allows 35 new fracking wells in the North Fork Valley and Thompson Divide areas of the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests. In a press release, Western Environmental Law Center, one of the authors, says federal agencies are violating the National Environmental Policy Act and other laws by failing to fully assess the potential for water pollution and harm to the climate. Natasha Legere of Citizens for a Healthy Community adds that the region is in a mega drought and water used to frack in the watershed risks precious resources, exacerbating the crisis in what the Washington Post calls the largest climate hotspot in the lower 48 states. Guzman Energy is developing an 80-megawatt solar energy project near Delta that will supply electricity for 18,000 homes. In a press release, DMEA says the plan is to purchase a portion of the power produced by the plant, and Guzman will offset the rest. This is the first local renewable energy project developed in partnership with Guzman Energy since DMEA left its power supply agreement with Tri-State last July. Their three stated goals in their partnership with Guzman Energy are rate stabilization, increased local renewable generation, and local control. The Garnet Mesa Solar Project is slated to come online in 2023. 2 years ago, a bill to help coal miners transition to new careers was met with derision from Republican lawmakers at the state capitol. Now, the new Office of Just Transition in the state's Labor Department is enjoying bipartisan support. Colorado Newsline reports Republican State Senator Bob Rankin of Carbondale and State Representative Perry Will of Newcastle have signed on as sponsors. The office could receive $30 million for the Coal Transition Worker Assistance Program. Republican Congressmember Lauren Boebert stopped in Lake City on Friday. Laura Palmisano brings us this report from the event.
Colorado's 3rd Congressional District spans 29 counties, stretching from the northwest corner of the state to the southeast corner. This expansive district is home to Lake City, the only town in Hinsdale County. Officials describe it as the most remote county in the lower 48 states. Republican U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert of Silt held a public event in Lake City on Friday at Veterans Park in front of the county courthouse. A largely supportive crowd gathered to hear her speak. Several in the audience were toting firearms, like Boebert, who had her signature handgun strapped to her hip. First, the three county commissioners welcomed her on her first visit to the area. Commissioner Christine Borchers described issues the community faces, such as the threat of wildfires, aging infrastructure, and the need for more affordable housing.
We never have enough money in Hinsdale County ever for anything, so we always need money.
Hinsdale County is 96% public lands. Commissioner Robert Hurd told Boebert while he values these lands, they don't bring in property tax revenue, a major source of funding for the county.
And I talked to you on a Zoom meeting the other day, and as you're gracious as always, we talked about the Moore Pill. I mean, that gets right to the nuts and bolts of money from these federal lands.
He asked for her support in lobbying for additional PILT funding, payment in lieu of taxes. The program compensates local governments for federal lands that aren't taxable. After the commissioners finished talking, Boebert spoke for about 15 minutes.
Forest management is something that is very, very important to me, and being able to manage our forests, be able to mechanically thin our forests, and not lock up our lands
Boebert reminded the audience she serves on the National Resources Committee, but is in the minority as a Republican lawmaker.
The majority of the House determines what happens when we are in Washington, D.C. They determine what goes through committee, and unfortunately, there's not a lot of bipartisan work that takes place. It's all about pushing through a very radical agenda as quickly as possible.
Boebert went on to voice her opposition to Democratic U.S. Representative Diana DeGette's Colorado Wilderness Act. The legislation would designate more than 600,000 acres in the state as wilderness. It aligns with President Biden's call to conserve 30% of the country's land and water by 2030. Boebert eventually addressed the federal PILT program, saying she's introduced legislation on the topic.
It forces a study to even compensate you fair market value. I know in counties like Hinsdale, your population has a lot to do with your compensation. And where some folks get as much as 40 some cents an acre, you're getting more, what, maybe 7, 10?
Boebert also accused her predecessor, Scott Tipton, of not turning over constituent active case files to her office, a charge former Tipton staffers deny.
It doesn't hurt me, it hurts you, and so it's really unfortunate, but there's legislation that I've introduced to make sure that this never happens again. I expect to receive bipartisan support.
Boebert also touched upon the COVID-19 pandemic, the economy, and infrastructure, then took questions from the crowd. Only one adult asked the freshman lawmaker a question.
If you're not reelected, will you promise to pass on those cases to your successor?
Without a doubt, yes, absolutely.
The rest of the questions for the Congress member came from 3 8th grade students from the Lake City Community School.
What is your policy on rural schools like ours?
So I'm very much a proponent of school choice. There is an SRS program that helps rural schools, and that is something that we are helping promote and keep.
So yesterday we were looking on your website about education policies and we couldn't find anything. Do you know where we could find more information about your education policy?
I guess I could put something out there. It was just pretty simple of us.
Do you think renewable energy is important?
Absolutely. I am for an all-of-the-above energy approach and multi-use on our public lands.
After audience questions, Boebert stuck around for a meet-and-greet. Once the crowd thinned, I got a short interview with her. We discussed PILT, forest management, and broadband. Lastly, I asked Boebert about recent headlines that some of her foes snagged the copyright on her Shooter's Grill logo. Boebert quickly ended the interview there,
saying they've bought your Shooter's Grill trademark and now it is in their name.
I'm not discussing ongoing litigation.
We're ready. Thank you.
Okay, have a nice day.
Our interview lasted less than 6 minutes. Reporting from Lake City, I'm Laura Palmisano.
That does it for Tuesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.